trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, let's start with one of our favorite places. Let's start with Costco. Costco is pulling a Netflix. They are cracking down on the membership card sharing. So they're going to do a little bit more checking and make sure that people aren't sharing their memberships and actually see whose number or face is on the card. And really, it is so that Costco can keep the prices as low as possible, or so they say at least. As people pay the membership fees, the prices of the actual products can be lower. Now, I have a question about when you leave, the people that check the receipts, like, are they really doing anything? Like, you could see, like, obviously if you have like 100 things on the in your cart and only 3 things on the receipt, but like if you walked out and you threw like 1 or 2 things, they're not looking at that thing, itemizing everything, right? They're just kind of marking it off to make sure you didn't steal everything, right? I've never seen one of those people tackle anybody, I guess is what I'm saying. So I don't know how they're going to enforce this. So if you're a Costco membership sharer, watch your back. They're coming for you. Let's talk about your phone and a new app that can help you calculate your calories. So there's a new app that really you could just take a picture of the food on your plate and it'll tell you how many calories is in that meal. So there's a former engineer from Google and a defense contractor that created this cell phone app called Snap Calorie. The app is for free, but you can get a premium option that gives you better eyeballing for the calorie content for like $30 a month. Again, it's called Snap Calories, and you just take a picture of your plate and whatever's on it. It's supposed to tell you how many calories are on that. Now, speaking of food, I don't know how many calories are going to be in this. However, Pepsi is making its first ever condiment called Cola Chup. I guess you can probably assume what that is. It is a Coca-Cola flavored ketchup called Cola Chup. So if you've ever, I don't know, dunked your hot dog in your Pepsi, it's gonna taste like that. Now, it may sound weird, but they say it's developed at the Culinary Institute of America, the prestigious cooking school, and the soft drink company worked together to craft a revolutionary new type of condiment. Yeah, it's Pepsi and ketchup. So put that on your hot dog at 4th of July.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.